Tensions and frustrations were high as the United States said it would send forces into northern Syria to fight Islamic State. The frustration came from the Free Syrian Army, the Syrian National Coalition, and Sunni Arab rebels attempting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The groups say they are upset with the U.S. government's lack of communication with them. The U.S. announced it would send military special forces, fewer than 50 of them, to Syria to fight against Islamic State. Rebel commanders with the FSA say they were not told of the U.S. decision. A top FSA commander told VOA in an email that, "I don't have any idea about the sending of U.S. soldiers to Syria." FSA leaders said they learned of the U.S.'s plans from reporters after the news was announced in Washington, D.C. The Syrian National Coalition also complained of the U.S. strategy in Syria. SNC Vice President Nagam al-Gadri said, "From the beginning of the revolution until now, there is always an excuse why the U.S. is not supporting us more." Al-Gadri said, "The main goal in Syria should be getting rid of Assad." She said, "ISIS will be easy to get rid of when Assad is removed. Our to-do list is, number one, against the regime to get rid of Assad, and number two, ISIS." Other Syrian factions were upset when the Americans said the Kurdish YPG, an offshoot of the Democratic Union Party, is its most trusted partner on the ground in Syria. The U.S. has increased arms supplies to FSA. But FSA is upset at the U.S. for not supplying anti-aircraft missiles. I'm Jonathan Evans.